This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. Do you miss having pennies clanking around in your pockets and your wallet? It's been about 7 years since we got rid of the coppers, and most people do not miss them. So, now are you ready to jettison the nickel? British Columbia-based Research Co. conducted a poll on that subject and found that most of us don't want to part with the 5-cent coin. And not surprisingly, the older you are, the more likely you want to keep the change. So what do you think on this very important subject? 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And joining me now, Mario Canseco, who is the president of Research Co. Hi.
Hi, Libby. Great to be here.
Thank you for being with us. What made you decide to survey this?
Well, it's an issue that has been on my mind for a while because we've seen other countries that have looked into getting rid of specific coins because of inflation, because of the cost of making them. And I thought, you know, it's been a while since we've had the penny. I feel like asking Canadians whether they are happy with the fact that they don't have to carry them around. But also what I've been noticing lately is there are certain machines, for instance, a parking meter,
right,
soda machines, that no longer take nickels. So I thought, is that on the way? And if it is, how do Canadians feel about it?
Well, exactly. Yes, I get quite annoyed. Suddenly I have a lot of nickels and the parking meter won't take them.
Yeah, that's been happening to me too.
Yeah, people don't seem to be exercised about the way we round up and round down when there is a penny on your bill.
Yeah, it's an issue that is definitely different when we're moving on from the penny to the nickel. When we ask Canadians if they're happy with the decision to take the penny out of circulation back in February 2013, 75% agree with it. But when we ask them, should we get rid of the nickel now? There's 55% who believe that we should keep the nickel. So it's quite interesting because there's other places that have moved at a faster pace to get rid of the 5-cent coin. New Zealand is one of them. They got rid of their 1-cent coin and just a few years later said, we don't need the 5-cent coin either, so we're just going to take it away. But in this case, you know, what I see here is a situation where the younger generation, the one generation that has been more used to essentially paying for stuff with their smartphones, with debit cards, credit cards, they are more likely to say, I'm not using coins already, so if you take the 5-cent coin out of circulation, it's not going to bother me.
Yeah, let's go over some of those numbers. So people who are between the ages of 18 and 30 are 41% support abandoning the nickel, but it's down to 39% for 35 to 54, and only 29% of those 55 and over want to get rid of those nickels.
If you're 55 and over, you're definitely less likely to believe that the nickel is something that should be rid of. It's interesting because we do see a similar situation when it comes to the penny, but although not at the same level. We do see that there's a higher level of nostalgia, if you will, for keeping the penny from Canadians who are age 55 and over, but not by a lot. But when it comes to the nickel, there's definitely a situation here where there's a higher level of satisfaction, if you will, with the nickel being in circulation right now from those over the age of 55 than those who are younger.
Perhaps they remember a time when you could buy something with a nickel?
That is probably right. And it's a bit of a dilemma for the government because, you know, we really haven't seen a lot of movements that are asking whether we should get rid of the nickel. This is something that I was curious of, and I asked about it. But one of the problems that we had with the penny was that in its final stages, it was more expensive to mint them. You know, it cost more than 1 cent to make a penny. So the government said, this isn't working out. We're not using them for anything. Most machines won't take them. They're out of circulation. Now, we haven't seen the same situation happening in the United States, who also have a penny, because there are so many lobby groups that don't want that to happen. fans of Abraham Lincoln, who is on the coin, fans of copper. They won't let this happen in the U.S., even though Canada has decided to do so.
And do you know how much it costs to produce those nickels?
I think the nickel is still definitely lower than 5 cents. So the final report that I saw from the penny was that it cost roughly 1.6 cents to make a penny. So essentially, it was no longer viable. The nickel is not as expensive in that sense. I think it uses different materials than the penny used to. And again, you know, we really haven't seen anything from the federal government that would lead us to believe that this is something that is in the cards. What has happened in other countries is that inflation plays a role, and you have a situation where you need to get rid of specific coins, even specific bills, because they no longer make sense. I mean, we saw the situation that happened in Zimbabwe just a few years ago, where a lot of money was essentially worthless after inflation was as high as it was.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a couple of calls. Brian in East York. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Libby. How are you?
Fine.
I'm good. About the nickels.
Go ahead.
I'm just wondering if, say, we're going to take away the nickels, so what are they going to round it off to? So we'll have to go up to the dime, I guess. So for now on, everything over $1.90, you might as well spend $2 for it.
Yeah, I guess so.
But what concerns me, of course, we've done the pennies from the nickels to the dimes. What can you imagine if they decide they want to get rid of the loonies? And from now on, everything will be $2 to buy.
No, I think we love our loonies.
Yeah,
and there are quarters
I don't mind the nickels as long as they're in my pocket. And if they're getting too heavy, I can go down to the bank and cash them in for a loony or a toonie.
I'm not sure you can even, can you still do that?
Why wouldn't the bank take them out? They're the people who put them out. I imagine they have to take them back.
Okay, well, we'll check on that, Brian. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to Joyce in Midland. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, go ahead.
Yes, well, usually, you know, with the penny gone, they still have things priced $1.97 or $1.99. They stick with the odd numbers. It hasn't reduced them to go to the next 5 cents anyways. And how much is this going to cost us?
Well, I don't know that it would. We're going to save the money it costs to produce them, but things will be rounded up if you're paying in cash.
Yeah.
If you're not paying in cash, things don't get rounded.
Yeah, well, most people use a credit card or something, other ways of paying for it anyways.
So are you in favor or not?
It's hard to say. They waste too much time with all these decisions. If they're going to make a decision, just go ahead and make it. Cut out all the controversy.
Okay.
It doesn't make any difference what people think anyways.
Oh, there's an interesting take. Thank you, Joyce.
Yeah.
Oh, bye-bye.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, it does matter what we think. I mean, how much... Have we figured out with the rounding that happens when people pay cash? Does it kind of all come out in the wash, or are retailers, you know, getting rich on this?
Well, I think it depends on a wide range of factors. You know, depending on how many items you get, maybe you'll get to let's say 0.96 cents, and then you wind up not paying that extra cent if it ends up getting to 99. This has happened before in other jurisdictions. Now, one thing I just wanted to say, the penny is still legal tender in Canada. You can still pay with pennies, and you can also take them to the bank if you want to change them for something that is bigger. But one of the things that happened was when you take something out of circulation, it doesn't necessarily mean that it essentially becomes worthless. It is legal tender, but it's obviously going to be quite difficult for a lot of people to essentially pay with pennies if they're buying something.
You know, I don't always check when people hand me change if I'm paying cash. And I've got to tell you that pennies turn up in my wallet, you know, fairly often. I don't even know how that happens.
Well, I thought when we did this survey, I wanted a nice picture of a bunch of pennies together. And I thought, I'm never going to find any. And I was looking around the house and I was able to have about 20 or 25 of them. So it wasn't a problem. They're always somewhere.
They're always somewhere. So, you know, it's interesting on the other side of that. there are a growing number of places, usually run by millennials, where they won't take any cash at all.
Yeah, that has been changing over the past couple of years. It's a situation now where there's a lot of younger Canadians who like to have everything on the phone. So you have your wallet on the phone, if you will. You have your cards. You have specific things that might give you points if you go to a coffee shop or a specific restaurant. We seem to be moving more towards that cashless society. And I asked Canadians about this about 6 or 7 months ago, and it's the generation that is more likely to believe in a future similar to the one that we saw in the movie Minority Report, where you pay for stuff using your iris in a scan. It's a generation that likes that idea. If you're over 35, if you're over 55, you're more likely to be quite surprised and not as happy with that. But this is a group that has been growing with smartphones, that has been growing with access to the internet and also technology. So they're more likely to say, if I'm not carrying anything and I can pay with my iris, so be it. Now, we're still a few years away from that, but it's a future that some Canadians like to see and others definitely despise.
Okay. Yes, I would think so. never mind. I remember forgetting that somebody didn't take cash and running in with a bill didn't work very well. So do you think that we are on the cusp of doing this?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with a couple of factors. You know, there's definitely an appetite for it from the younger generations. So that definitely plays a role in the decision. But I think there's also a lot of concern, and this really hasn't changed as we've become more accustomed to doing stuff online. You know, we are definitely buying more gifts and making more transactions online or through e-commerce, as it used to be called, than we did 10 or 15 years ago. But there's always the problem of somebody hacking into a system, of something going wrong. And I think unless you have a system that is almost as a perfect, if you will, to somebody handing out cash and getting change, it's going to be difficult for a lot of Canadians to embrace something like this. And also we need to look into the situation with the United States. If we are in a situation where they are already doing some of this automation in the next 20, 25 years, the rest of the world will have to follow.
Hmm. So what would you like to leave us with on this, Mario?
Well, what I liked about this is that it does bring a sense of nostalgia, and it does remind you of certain things that are in your past when it comes to coins. There's definitely a situation here where the younger generation is more likely to be using other means instead of cash to actually pay for things. But this is one of the things that I like about the job that I have, which is asking Canadians questions. You know, you always have that generational divide. And those who have been here the longest are more likely to be reticent of a future that is going to have us not having coins. And it's definitely worth listening to what they have to say, even if you're a big fan of using your smartphone to pay for everything and anything.
Okay. Mario Canseco, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, people, that's all the time we have for today and for the week. I would like to remind you that tomorrow we are having a special Christmas concert in this time slot, so we will not be having Free For All Friday tomorrow. We will be back on Monday, and we'll have many more Free For All Fridays after that, but tune in and enjoy this really wonderful special holiday Christmas concert. That's all the time we have.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.